Hi, everybody. I am truly grateful to how my higher power is working in my life, and that I'm sorry that there wasn't a speaker that was already available today, but I'm grateful that it's me because it caused me to go and look at where I am and what I'm doing and to see how I could share with you in a way that might be meaningful. And I love this meeting, and I missed it, so I guess my higher power said to me, if the only way I can get you is by you being ego-focused, I'm going to get you to come in and be at the meeting you like to be at. So grateful to be here. Started in program about June 2019 and didn't know why I was in the program, just knew that I had an eating problem and was blessed by having an incredible sponsor who really held my hand for, she still does. I meet with her as my spiritual sponsor now, but she really taught me a lot of things. The most important thing was that God didn't hate me. God did love me, and that my life can turn around if I really put my hands and my whole soul into God's hands, which I am learning to do each day. Perfect. Okay, so now I'm going to share the screen, and hopefully you'll see it. And so Footsteps always talks about the diversity of us and speaking in your own language. So when I put this together, this is my 12 steps to life, and today is the 16th, which is the 21st of Tishrei 5783 in my tradition. And this first slide is Mark. This is a person who has influenced me. Mark Houston gave a number of speeches and did a lot of leading to a lot of people, but at one meeting I was at on a podcast, he shared a prayer called the Takeaway Prayer. And so I made a poster for myself because I needed something to remind me. And so at this moment, I'd like to share the prayer. God, today, please set aside everything I think I know about myself, everything I think I know about others, everything I think I know about my recovery, and everything my spiritual path, and especially you, so I may have an open mind and a new experience with all of these things. Please help me to see the truth. Well, that was an easy thing to say, but I didn't know what it meant. And as I was moving forward, I was dealing with my fourth step. And the fourth step, as many of you may have heard, is pretty scary. At least it was for me before I did it. Now it isn't anymore. I look forward to my fourth step because it really helps me clarify. But this is a poem that I wrote because it was something that I went to sleep really frightened and praying for God to help me. And so what I did is when I woke up in the morning, this was going on in my head and it was talking to me. And I didn't want to get out of bed because the words were so beautiful and it really spoke my heart. So I did get up and a little while later was able to write this down. Please hold my hand and show me what to do. Please hold my hand and I will follow you. Please guide my walk and I'll go the way, and please guide my talk so I'll pray today. And please know I care and want to be my best. Know you are here and help me pass the test. Please know I love that you hold my hand, because with your love I'm able to stand, because with your love I'm able to pray, because with your love I can go the way today and every day. And when you tell me no, it's so I'll grow. And when you send a cloud that stops me cold, I know you give me time for truth to unfold. And when you hear my cry for loss of a dear one, you remind me of times that I shared with them in the sun. I never will doubt the gift you provide. I just need you to remember that I get frightened inside when events of the day distract me with pride. Please hold my hand and walk with me so I can stand tall and be the light you intend for me. Well, I listened, and as time moved on, I worked more deeply into my issues, and I have had many, many more issues than I do now, but I had many issues then, and I still have many issues that I'm working on. And this was a poem I was writing. It's a sing-songy thing. I'm not really a poet, but I write things, and sometimes it comes out sing-songy, which keeps me happy as I'm writing it. And I was dealing with a lot of deep emotions at the time. When I sit with tears and with joy, you tell me, dear, life's not a toy. When my heart is filled with pain, you say, don't worry now, it's going to be okay. You hold me close and heal my heart. You remind me I can learn and I can start to face anew this life I live, to taste the dew of morn that you give. And you remind me to breathe and pause and tell my soul that there is a cause that reaches deep and travels far, that gives the words from this special star. You call me now, you show me how, yet I embrace the darkness. You wait, you watch, you give me hope, yet I embrace the darkness. You call my name, you change the game. You offer light while I hide in fright, while I embrace the darkness. You hold my hand and say to stand, so you can erase my darkness. And what's interesting is by the time I got to that last line, I was feeling an awful lot better, and I was feeling like I can take it on again. And so it was a prayer that I didn't know when I started writing. It was part of my inner reflection. And it was around this time that I wrote my own. I was using Mark Houston's most of the time, but then I wrote my own prayer. And I said, Hashem. Hashem is a word that means, it's two words. Ha is the, Shem is name, and it's Hebrew for the name, and that's what I call my higher power. Hashem, your will, not mine, be done. Please guide my actions, words, and thoughts so I can be of maximum service to you and those you assign me to serve. And this is my prayer. And it's more connected to who I am and where I am. And I've worked through steps 1 through 12, and I walk the steps. And each time I go a little deeper, and I get a little bit more comfortable with why this program is the way it is. It's an amazing program and really is a place of healing for me. And so I was working in 10, 11, and 12, which are the last three steps after I really did some cleaning up my past and what I thought I had, I thought I cleaned it all up. Well, each time I grow, I find out there are other stuff in there that I also have to clean away debris. And so I was working with one of my sponsors, and she was saying to me, Roz, you sound like you don't have time to do things. Where are your priorities? You know, what's going on with you? And so I thought, well, I better sit down. What are my priorities? And so I made myself a poster. And I need to have time for friends and family, work, play, love, private time, recovery time, spiritual time, time with God. And if it gets out of balance, my inner voice will tell me, need to listen. And so I looked at my calendar, and it was so packed jammed. And it was packed jammed with lots of good things. I was meeting with some of my friends many, many hours, 2 and 3 hours a week. And my sponsor said, you need to cut back. And I had to tell my friends that I was meeting with, I need to cut back. And I needed to tell my sponsees that I couldn't be available as many times in the day, as many times as I was. And I set some boundaries and learned that boundaries are good. And boundaries work, and they really helped me. So nobody seemed to fall apart because I wasn't there 24/7, and I was just there when I was able to be there. And as a result, I've done some growing, and that growing has really helped me tremendously in, I think, being more present for people when it's time. And it was around that time that something really, to me, it was miraculous that happened. I was doing my two-way prayer. Two-way prayer, I learned from Father Bill W. It isn't Bill W., the founder of AA. He's an Episcopal priest who's alive today, and he, for the last 20 or 30 years, has been teaching people two-way prayer. And he said, sit quietly, find an inspirational literature, and read that first, then write your question, etc., etc. So there's a process. And I did that, and I'm sitting doing my two-way prayer. And in the midst of the prayer, I picked that particular day. The inspirational was Psalms, and I was reading Psalm 16. And the very last verse of that psalm, and the way I read is I read Hebrew first, then English, like a phrase and a phrase, because I don't know how to understand Hebrew well enough to read it and know what it's saying. So I read the Hebrew, then I read the English, Hebrew and English. This is the very last verse, the first three words of that verse. And it says, Todieni ora chaim. And like most of you and me, I had no idea what it said. But in my head, I was hearing a melody, a beautiful melody in my head that was saying, Todieni ora chaim, over and over again. And I went, oh, this is beautiful. So I grabbed my phone. And I recorded it because I'm in the middle of my two-way prayer and it's not finished yet. So I said that, put it aside, finished reflecting, and then did my writing. And then afterwards, I said, oh, please, God, let it the recording work. And I went back, and sure enough, it was there, and the melody was there because I had forgotten the melody. And I then looked up what it had meant. And what that means is you will make known to me the path of life, you meaning God, my higher power. So Todieni ora chaim means God's going to tell me the path that I can follow. So that became my mantra. I went, okay, now I have a mantra. Whenever something would upset me, I would just calm down and say that inside or sometimes outside. Going forward, another two-way prayer about 2 weeks later, I was reading in mornings. There's morning prayers that in my tradition we say, and I was reading the Hebrew and it said, Sha'asa li kol zarchi. And I went, well, that sounds almost like Todieni ora chaim. I wonder if it'll work into the same melody. So I tried it and it did. Well, what that means is who has provided me with my every need. So now I have my full story. Got my higher power is going to teach me the path of life, and it's going to give me everything I need. All I need to do is my job. Okay, so that means if I work my steps, I work better and more deeper to make sure I'm more healthy so I can be more available to whoever my higher power wants me to be available to. And that's my mantra at this point. Whether something will come along after, I don't know. But this serves me very well, and I'm very grateful for it. So part of doing 10, 11, and 12, my sponsor, I got 1 minute? Two, perfect. Okay. So this is my new way of doing at the end of the day, at my 11th, which was very long. I had a very complicated thing my sponsor had given me, and it really overwhelmed me. I was at a meeting. And a guy who'd been in program for about 40 years says that's what he does. A-E-I-O-U and G. A, was I abstinent today? E, did I exercise today? I, was my insides the way it's supposed to be? Am I in tune with and in harmony with myself? How about with others? O, did I do the right by others? Is there anything? And then you, is there anything unsettled or something undone that needs to be resolved? All of this is what I'm reflecting while I'm in bed before I go to sleep. And then the last thing is, what am I grateful for? So by the time I finish going through my head, the things that I'm grateful for, I'm quiet and I can sleep like a baby, and it's working, and I'm very grateful for that. Well, this is how I want to pretty much put my closing on. And there's a rabbi, Rabbi Nachman, who was about, he was 200 years ago. And what he said is, when we are connected to self, we reach out to others. And when we reach out to others, we may come to know God. And this really sounds to me like step 12 in our program. And it makes me feel good that in my tradition, there was somebody who wrote it down 200 years ago. And in closing, what I'd like to do is share with you how I see me doing my 12 steps. Step one, I know I have a disease, an allergy, which is fatal, and I accept that I am not able to fight it alone. Steps two and three, I believe there is a power greater than me who can and does help me when I reach out. Step four, I continue to fearlessly and fearfully address my fears and my imperfections and face them with the help of my higher power and with guidance from my spouse and my sponsor and my God squad. Those are the folks that I call upon sometimes on a daily basis, sometimes more than once in a day. Sometimes just when we want to chat. Step five, speak with someone in addition to my higher power and feel the freedom that sharing this truth with another human being brings to me. Remember to take time after sharing to sit quietly and really take in the powerful gift of this step. Step five is an amazing gift. Steps six and seven, I recommit myself to my truth and my willingness to do what is needed to fix whatever I can and move forward with the guidance of my higher power. I am a passenger on this bus, as we say, and my higher power is the driver. And steps eight and nine, I do what I need to do to fix what I now know is not working while I'm staying connected with my higher power. 10, 11, and 12, do whatever I can to keep my present respectful of myself and others, and do whatever I can to help others be the best they can be. So together we can help heal this broken world that we were born into, one day at a time, and sometimes one nanosecond at a time. And I want to thank Ron for making me aware that there was a need for someone to step in, because it has given me a great gift to be able to sit and reflect and to put together this little slide thing so that I could share with you. And I pray that something I said is helpful to someone in this room.